You know, there's a thing about worship, the presence of God that God's going to use you in. There's a release of the presence. There's a release of His aroma. I see you walking into places. I see you walking into businesses, shops, and you just there's this perfume that comes in with you, and the sense of His presence. God's going to use you in this. He's going to use you to bring the aroma of Christ. There's a scripture that says that to some we are Christ is the aroma of death, but to others He's the aroma of life. And you're going to bring this aroma of life into places with you. There's a real call and gift of evangelism on you, of not like, you know, Billy Graham, let's get up and preach to 10,000, but of taking this message and of unseating darkness, of pulling it out, and of just very clearly and calmly and surely putting the word of life in there. So that the message of the gospel, the true message that is good news, is something that there's a gift on you and a call for you and an empowerment on you. And along with that, there's a targeting. It's talking about the sniper, but there's a targeting to know who. So it's not like you go in and are blind and just start shooting a scattergun. It's more like God gives you specific targets of people that you're just drawn to. That's the Holy Spirit. You're just drawn, and you just, and you not really don't know why am I doing this. It's just there I am, and the Word of God is going to come out. This good news is going to come out. Along with that, there's a prophetic gift. Are you prophesying any? Yeah, it's the second time you got a trend. More word of knowledge. Okay. Well, that goes with that evangelism gift. God will use the word of knowledge to just uncover things and give a way in. I use that in restaurants. It's a wonderful thing to use it with a waitress, because you use a little word of knowledge and they'll go, wait a minute. And that little surprise, how could you know that, opens the door. Just to talk about the Lord and put something in there while you're giving your order, or, you know, when you're paying the bill, the thing works. So God's going to use you. This prophetic gift's going to open up. It's going to get bigger. It's just going to wedge its way in, and the more you use it, the more it's going to wedge its way in and get bigger and bigger, and take up more space in your life. God's going to use you in a prophetic way to speak to people, not just with words of knowledge. But it's going to use you to speak to people about the future. It's going to come on you like all of a sudden, like seeing a movie. You're just going to go, oh, okay. Well, I see that God's going to do. And it's just like you're going to see a movie of the future. And go ahead and say it. Because God's going to confirm who He is with people. And what I see is hundreds of knees and feet sitting under a big banquet table. He's gonna use you to prophesy to people, to give the word to them, to give the gospel to them, and He's gonna let them know that they have a place at His table. Like they aren't strangers and they aren't aliens or foreigners, but they're part of the family. So you're gonna release this revelation of belonging. I felt it before I came, when I was praying this afternoon. I just wondered who this word was for. A sense of belonging. And the gift of God that He's given you is to transmit this to people and show them that they belong with their feet and knees under the banquet table and chowing down on God's feast, on His banquet. And this is a revelatory gift to bring people in from being strangers into the house of God. Your home, as a consequence, is also to be an open place, a place of welcome, because in your home, over your kitchen table, over your dining room table, you're going to do the same thing. And you need to have parties. You need to throw parties. It's really, thus says the Lord. throw parties and pray over the guest list. Don't just invite the old, same old, same old. Even they're nice. But don't just invite the same old, same old. God will give you the odd couple who are acquaintances, but he's going to show you how they can fit in a guest list. And you're going to bring people in and show them. I don't know, it's just going to be transmitted from you to them when they're in your house, that they belong, that their feet and their knees belong under the banquet table of God. And it's just going to be, and he'll show you how to make up guest lists and how to throw parties, and he's going to give you imaginative ideas and fun little recipes and tricks and little games. I don't know. I don't do games, thing like, but he's going to. So invite people and invite the mayor or people like that. He's going to give you people like that you can invite, and the police chief, and, you know, to come to your house and dine. Amen? Hey, God's going to give you a trip to the beach. What?
I said, okay.
Okay. She received that. God's going to give you a trip to the beach. I don't know when, but he will give it to you. It's going to be to a nice beach. It's probably a North Carolina beach, but he's going to give you a trip to the beach.
Well, as you were walking up here, I heard a flute playing, a beautiful flute playing in the background. And as you were having a seat, the Lord was showing me that the instruments of heaven are playing over you as you do what God has called you to do, as you step into a place. And then above you, I saw these words blinking in neon lights, atmosphere changer. And God has called you to shift atmospheres. And there's an anointing and an authority in you to step into an area and say, something's off here. How do we get the aroma of the kingdom in this place? And the Lord says that as you step in that place, there's an authority to decree and declare and even to begin to worship, and those instruments begin playing. You're going to start hearing the sound of the music that plays over your life. There's a synchronization with you in the sound of heaven. There's revelation in you. The sound of heaven is always linked with revelation. There's revelation in you that as you're hearing the music, it says God is going to begin to release new revelation through you. God wants to capture and bring your seer anointing to a new level. He says, I want you to see what I see, and I'm going to give you eyesight to see what I see. So there's an exciting season ahead for you as God begins to reveal new things for you. So season, atmosphere changer, the Lord says, I've given you the authority to step in and shift the atmosphere. I also saw a vision of you in front of the altar, and it's like you were kind of drawing a line, and you were making it, and you were kind of saying, okay, this is the holy territory, and it's as if though you were very protective with what's taking place in the house of the Lord. You've taken charge. You sense ownership, and it's because of the anointing that God's put on the inside of you. And there's almost there's an anointing that's rising up. See, I see the outside picture, and you're very poised and whatnot. But what I'm seeing in the spirit is I see you sitting there with the war paint right under your eyes. I see your hair back, and there's a roar in you, and there's an authority in you, and a no apologies in you, where you go after what God wants you to go after, no apologies. And God says there's a warrior spirit. You are a warrior in the spirit, and you are to go after it. And part of that anointing is a shut up anointing, where you're going to hear people speak a certain way, and you're going to say, don't say that here, because that goes against what God wants to accomplish in this house. So the Lord says that you are to move in that authority to protect the environment of what God is doing, to protect the atmosphere. So there's a watchman. There's a watchman anointing. And God says, I've placed you on a wall to see. And as you're watching and viewing, you're saying, wait a minute, the enemy's trying to come here. No, we can't allow that. And it's you're even one willing to throw yourself before to protect the work of the Lord. And God says, I see your heart. I see your heart even to lay your life down for what I'm doing. And I want to confirm what Prophet Michael said. I also saw that God's saying that there are times he's going to give you new prayer assignments. And he wants to talk to you about the atmosphere and what he's doing, that God's going to move you you and bring you away almost on trips to speak to you and to download. Sometimes God's just going to have to disconnect you from an atmosphere and bring you somewhere neutral where he can speak to you and then bring you back once again into the place. There's a link with you and the musicians. There's a link with you and the singers. There's a link and there's an anointing that just, and I believe that in this house that you are to be a support to that and just in that prophetic anointing, they'll be playing and they'll be worshiping the Lord and there's an open heaven and you'll be sensing and you'll be seeing the atmosphere and what God wants to do. There's a synchronization and that's a very key point that you're to step into and provide that support because there's a river that God's just going to begin to flow through this house in a new way. I believe that God's saying high tide is coming in. I believe the Lord is saying there's a new sweeping of the presence of God that's about to come into the house in a new way. And part of that is your anointing to steward, be a steward over the atmosphere and to pray into the atmosphere. So intercessor, rise to a new level that God is bringing you to and see in a new way like you've never seen before. And as you do that, God says there's a new joy that's going to come to you as you see breakthrough come, for you do have a breakthrough anointing. There's a barrier breaking anointing that God has given you that when an atmosphere is rough, they say, okay, we got to bring in this sister who has this anointing to break the atmosphere. God says, you're going to rejoice every time God uses you to do that and bring freedom and liberty. Also, deliverance is very key in your ministry. Deliverance and helping others walk in a new place of freedom. And again, it's part of that anointing because as you go to people's homes, you're going to sense the atmosphere. And many times you're going to know, okay, something's off here. Lord, what is it? And God's going to begin to download and speak to you so you can bring freedom and liberty to that place. Your dining room is very anointed. That table is very anointed. I just sense like God is saying that he's going to bring those around that are just going to just come and feed and just enjoy and partake. And the Lord says that even that atmosphere in your home is very contagious and people are going to come and they're going to want to continue to come and not to be disappointed by those who even invite themselves over and say, I just need to talk. There's an environment, there's an atmosphere in your life and in your home that many see and are drawn to for what God is doing. So rejoice. The best is yet ahead for you.
You kind of had a list going, didn't you, coming into tonight? You didn't? Yeah, because the Holy Spirit said throw it away. Every time you tried to go there, I just kept seeing crumpled up piece of paper in a wastebasket. The Holy Spirit said throw that away. Throw it. Just don't go there. God just says, you know, I'm going to visit you in some areas that you wouldn't even be able to put on a list. Deep things, hidden things. Deuteronomy 29:29 says the secret things belong to God. But the things that are revealed belong to us so that we can do and obey and fulfill his commands and his laws. And there's secret things yet God is revealing to you. There's some deep secrets of, do you have children?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some deep things going and running inside of you. Even as you've been sitting here, I've just been asking the Holy Spirit. And there's some deep things about your children that are running right now inside of you. You're hearing all these wonderful words and they're pumping you up. But inside there's like an intercessory going on. Right? It's like almost like, yeah, but God. And that's kind of like, I want them on the list so bad. And you were like this. Okay, hands off. They're yours. And the Lord says, I know. That's good. We got that message going. But God says, it doesn't mean that I don't hear what's going on inside. God hears your cries. God hears your concern. And God says, your seismic shift is going to happen in your children. The seismic shift that you're looking for in your own life is going to trickle down right into their lives. And years of intercession and years of just waiting on God and faithfulness and some of this warfare, it's going to pay off because it's all been this breakthrough things. God's going to break in on them. He is the breaker. That's what Malachi says. He's the breaker. And so the breaker goes before us, it says. He goes out before us, the king at the head, and then we break through. So your breaker goes out before you, and your kids are going to break through. Every one of them are going to break through. And you're going to see that. And that's going to be a seismic shift for you. And it's going to just really lighten some things up for you. I don't know what you do for a living. You're currently employed? Are you? You know, your job is part of your ministry. It's not the other way around. It's your job is part of your overall ministry in the earth. And there's going to be a couple seismic shifts in your workplace. It's a gift. It's like, it's not even the job that you thought you were going to have or what you may have trained for, but it came to you and it's a gift. And God wants you to know that he's totally in it, totally. And he's totally in the people, the workforce, and even some of the, I just see a couple of monkey wrenches, you know, have been thrown into the mechanism there, and you've had to really fight and battle. But you know what? God says it's ministry. It's kingdom advance, and you are right up against it. A lot of this stuff about deliverance and battling and all that, that's on the job. That's where you go to war every day out there, and you're going to see those breakthroughs. You're going to see these things happen. You're going to see some people fall literally on their knees, crumble. I see them crumbling in their own ability and then their own capacity. God's just going to allow them to fall apart right in front of you. And you're going to reach in and put them back together. It's not kind of like the Good Samaritan. They'll be laying almost, you'll walk into work someday and say, oh, they're laying along there half dead. They're laying by their desk half dead. You're going to suddenly see dead bodies, half dead people. And God says, you're the Samaritan. You got the oil and the wine. You're going to go to them where they've tried to fix themselves and the law passed by, you know, the Levite passed and the priest. They tried religion. You came out of a real religious background, really religious. And you know what it means to be set free from religion. I got the word over there, parochial. There was a parochial upbringing. And it captivated you for a season. And man, when you found the Holy Spirit, see, when the Samaritan came to you and poured in oil and wine, it's like, wow, I'm alive. Wow, you jumped up and it's like, I'm free. And you're going to go pour in the oil and the wine to a lot of half-dead people. You work around a bunch of half-dead corpses. You know, they need the wine and the oil. And God says, pour it out with abandonment and bring healing. That's going to bring healing. He says, he bound up his wounds, poured in the oil and the wine. And then he said, come on, let me take you to the Holiday Inn. That's the church. He took him to the inn. And they're going to bring some right to this place right here. Shepherd's Heart Inn. And Mr. Innkeeper L and his staff are going to take care of him. He says, take care of him. And if whatever, here's some money and whatever they owe, put it on my account. It's not a financial thing. God's going to take care of it, take care of some people. And it's all rolled into one big life. Let me ask you one other thing about worship. Did you have any musical training? Any lessons or things when you were younger? Yeah. Self-taught? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got this, I don't know. There's some professional musicians or let me put those student musicians. They're studying right now. And I see God just giving you favor with them to minister to them. And I'm going to go out on a limb here only because I'm from Rochester. I kept hearing the word Eastman School of Music, Eastman School of Music. So somehow God's, and I don't know if that's word just for you, but maybe the house. I just feel like God wants to touch some students from Eastman School of Music and have them end up right here and playing before the Lord. Like they have the intention to be a professional and do this, this, this. And suddenly it's like God's going to capture that gift that he put in them that they're honing down at Eastman and pull them into the kingdom and get them immersed in the anointing of God. And then they may go. That's what they do. But you've got, somehow you're tied into that. Maybe it's going to be something you're going to start praying about. I don't know, but you need to let that seed begin to incubate in you and see what God's going to do there. Cause I kept hearing all these great words about the anointing and the picture of the flute and all that. This whole musical thing just kept growing. So these are good days. Seismic shifts coming. You ready?
Yes.
Amen.
For the Eastman School of Music students.
There you go, Michael. Free food.
Free food? I mean, free food, music students. It's a given. It's a natural. Free food and make food and they'll come. Well, why don't you stand up and let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for everything you have done and what you're going to do. And Lord, I just see like a river pouring out, or just a river of grace and life pouring out through my sister. And Lord, we just speak life to it,
yes,
and strength to it and power to it and great parties in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.